Brilliance Audio.
Flying on the Inside by Rachel Gotto, performed by the author. Introduction. The seed for the writing of this book was planted many years ago, at a time when I was so very ill and unable to fend for myself. It was put down at a moment when my life was quite literally at one of its darkest points, a time when I wondered if I would ever live a life of purpose or meaning ever again. And it was my lovely mother who set that first kernel of an idea that I might one day tell my story to the world. From where I lay at that moment, my future looked bleak, and I questioned what life had left to offer me, now that I had lost pretty much everything I held dear. I'm not sure to this day if my mother really believed what she said at that time, or whether it was just a way to offer me some distraction from my dire circumstances. But on one of the days when I was at my lowest, I remember her quietly saying to me that I would recover, and that one day I would write about what had happened to me. A mother's desperate wish for her daughter, I would have said at the time. I can still recall the anger I felt when she spoke those words. I lashed out at her. I was furious at what seemed like a stupid notion, an absurd idea that, to me, only served to highlight the plight I was in. I could hardly move a limb at that juncture, and I was fierce in my protest that no one would ever want to read about something so miserable, and I meant what I said. And there the seed remained dormant for almost another decade, until I began my work as a therapist. The clients who come to see me have mostly lived extremely challenging lives themselves, and often it's difficult for them to envisage the possibility of change, such is the depth of their experiences. Often they have no concept that life can be different, and they feel completely stuck. Over time, I found I could bring shifts in their perspectives by offering insights from my own journey, and soon I began to get referrals by virtue of my own story of trauma and recovery. And it was here that the idea of writing a book about my life began to be nurtured. Clients would time and time again choose to work with me because they'd heard that I too had experience of deep personal trauma. And as a consequence, they felt better able to trust me with their own struggles. Word of mouth landed me with an invitation to speak on the radio, and that interview resulted in a flood of requests to hear more about my life. People were curious. They wanted to know how I had got from trauma to full recovery. And it was sometime around this point that I was prompted to seriously consider the idea of putting pen to paper. I won't lie, it was daunting. I'd never written very much apart from poetry and a diary. However, setting down my story in a formal sense became the most natural direction to take, and so I began. This hasn't been a straightforward book to write. It hasn't been easy to open up emotional boxes that I had in the intervening years carefully sorted through and gently put away. Needing to capture the immediacy of some of the most turbulent experiences of my past has in truth been most difficult. On each foray back into the past, I had to dig very deep and, at the same time, hold the trust that I had developed enough fortitude and strength through my recovery to withstand the pitch of emotion that came with this backwards journey. Reviewing those times in order to faithfully recount them felt deeply risky and required me to trust in my own level of healing. There were days when I was less robust and I felt the rising fear that I might get sucked into being re-traumatized with no way back out. On those days, I walked away, returning only when it felt emotionally safe to do so. I took care of myself as best I could in the process, but, of course, there were many tears shed. And possibly the most difficult aspect was that, having gone there again emotionally, I had to consciously and carefully repackage my emotions and put them back in the place I'd strived so hard to get them to after so many years of therapy and processing. Nevertheless, I'm so proud that I was able to do this work. My mental strength has been tested in the recounting of this story. But mostly, I'm happy to report that the whole experience has ended up feeling
Sample complete. Ready to continue?